Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast coach, co-host of the Passage to Profit show, and chief marketing officer at Gearhart Law.
Do you even like know who you are sometimes when you wake up in the morning? Well, today we're coming at it from all sides, from rock music to company growth experts to really good booze. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys. And now it is time for IP News. Today we've got a study that may change the way you listen to music forever. A new Deezer ISPO survey found that 97% of people cannot tell the difference between AI-generated music and human music.
Well, that's horrible. And it also means almost nobody can spot the difference then. And even though 71% of listeners thought they'd be able to.
That's right. So people don't like it, but they can't tell the difference between real and AI music. 73% want AI-generated tracks to be clearly labeled, and about 40% said they would skip AI music completely.
But they're listening to it. Which is funny. But the amount of AI-generated music is exploding, and Deezer now sees over 50,000 AI music uploads per day, one-third of everything on that platform.
Yeah. And the CEO of Deezer has been quoted as saying, we really stand behind the creators. We want people to get money and get recognition for their creativity. They don't really like the AI music trend, but it seems to be going in that direction.
And I think that it's causing a lot of activity around copyright in the courts.
Right. So they're still trying to get the copyright issues worked out. In general, the courts seem to be favoring recognizing creators and making sure that they get compensated. But if you're using AI music, it is important to try as much as you can to discern the source of the music. If you're using music that's been created by a human and it's ultimately detectable, even though it's an AI track, you may be liable for copyright infringement. And the internet now is being trolled by bots that can identify photographs that were taken by photographers and then transplanted onto websites, and people are getting hit with cease and desist letters, you know, $5,000 to $20,000 for a single infraction of this. So I'm sure it'll be coming to the music side of things pretty soon, and people just need to be aware of this and protect themselves.
Except there are also scammers out there. So we had an image that we generated ourselves, or we used...
No, we used FreePick on that.
Oh, we used FreePick on that.
And it was like 5 years ago and got a letter like last month.
But that letter said that we were infringing and we had to pay. And the people that sent the letter weren't even the people that owned the picture.
Yeah, that's a service. It's a trolling service.
It was a trolling service. It was a scammer. So if you think that you're violating copyright, or somebody says you are, you need to check with the professional.
Right.
Or really dig into it yourself if you have really good tech skills like that. Because a lot of times it's not true. Sometimes it is. And then you really need a professional.
Right. Well, this company was in Germany, and they were alleging a violation of German law. And one of our attorneys looked at it and they pointed out, well, what, are they actually going to sue you in Germany? I mean, how is that even going to work? But it is absolutely important. And AI may mimic human creativity, but you still have to look to copyright law and stay on top of it.
Can I ask you a question because you're an IP lawyer?
Yeah.
Since all of the music that AI has learned, it has learned it based on existing music.
Right.
So wouldn't that mean that the money should go to the person it learned off of? And is that something that's being looked into?
So the answer to that question is yes, I agree with you. And that seems to be the direction that the law is going in. So far, the cases that I've seen have dealt more with written works, mm-hmm. like Anthropic, for example. They downloaded millions and millions of books from a pirate website where they had fake copyright. And they settled for $1.5 billion in damages, which is really not that much when you consider how much they downloaded. Nobody's brought that case yet that I'm aware of for the music industry, but I'm sure it's coming. And I think the same logic would apply. You should compensate the original artists if you use their material.
Do the original artists have to register to have a copyright, or do they automatically get it for creating the material?
Well, you automatically get a copyright when you create the work, but if you register it, there's enhanced damages. So it's definitely in your best interest if you're a professional musician to register your music, because then you can get what's known as statutory damages. You can get between $750 and $20,000 for each infringement, and you don't have to prove damages, which is really hard to prove damages in a copyright case. So definitely register your stuff. It's not difficult to do. You can do it at the Library of Congress for like $70.
Okay, well, stay tuned for more about copyrights. I'm sure we'll be revisiting this topic many times in the future.
We'll keep you posted.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.